Sally, do you know what I like about you?
No, Cease.
I don't know. That's why I asked. Ha ha, big joke.
Oh, you're so smart.
Don't tell anybody, though.
If I didn't, they'd never suspect it of you.
Got you that I like?
I guess it's you.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
You should keep it close, then you wouldn't miss them. Do you miss your words?
Huh?
You heard me say mim. Isn't that plenty?
Not to me. Come on, chew those words up some more.
Do you miss?
Mince.
Now stop teasing me.
Mince my words?
Yeah, what I said.
What's that got to plan?
Nothing. What were we talking about?
You could fool me.
We were discussing you.
Well, it's not important then. Whoa, I mean, it is important.
Cecil, what kind of a girl is your ideal?
Are you fishing again?
No, seriously. What kind of a girl is your dream girl?
You mean like you see in pictures of men dreaming by campfires?
Yes, the kind you see in the smoke.
Well, if it were by a campfire, it would be for a girl that could cook.
Oh, Cecil, haven't you an ideal girl?
You mean besides Greta Garbo?
Oh, do you like her?
Manny.
But Cecil, she's too large for you.
Well, you want to know what my ideal girl would be like?
Yes, tell me.
Well, she'd have to be small.
How small?
Oh, about as big as a minute. Someone I could pick up.
What do you want to pick her up for?
Oh, I want to be able to carry her around.
Isn't that thrilling? What else?
Well, I wanted to have big eyes. Yeah, big eyes that sort of blink.
Well, they'd have to blink once in a while.
And she'd have to have a sense of humor. And she has to be a good dancer.
Does she have to have any money?
Well, I wouldn't kick about it.
Oh, Cecil, you don't mean that.
The heck I don't. And she must be smart, but not too smart.
Well, how smart is that?
Well, I don't know, but smart enough. And, of course, she has to be crazy about me.
Oh, Cecil, how could she help it?
Now, no dirty remarks, please. And she ought to be very affectionate.
Goodness. No one would suspect you of it, Cecil.
And I want her to play the piano.
Wouldn't a uke do?
And she's got to love sports.
Just any sport?
No, I mean football and
Cecil, girls don't play football.
Or tennis and swimming and hunting and things
Cecil,
like that.
Cecil, you better adopt a baby and train her.
Well, you ask for that. And she has to have long, dark hair and sort of green eyes.
Oh, Cecil, you're joking, aren't you?
No. I like sort of mysterious green eyes.
I mean the dark hair. Don't you like blondes?
Sure. But I'm just talking about an ideal girl. And she ought to have a voice like vocal honey and real red lips. You know, sort of tragic.
So, you like dark hair, huh? And you don't like blue eyes?
Sure. They're all right. Oh, of course I like them. Why, you've got blue hair and blonde eyes yourself.
I've got blonde hair, not blue.
Pardon me for stuttering around. And this girl, I want her to love dogs and children.
I don't care to hear any more.
What's the matter?
Nothing. If you prefer dark hair and mysterious eyes, why don't you go to Africa?
What do I want to go to Africa for?
Maybe you'll find her there.
Say, Sally, what's the idea? Are you getting peeved?
Don't be silly. It's nothing to me what kind of a girl you prefer.
Well, here, you asked me to describe a sort of dream girl, didn't you?
I don't remember, did I?
Come on, stop stalling. You know you did.
Well, I've heard as much as I want to. You don't have to tell me you don't like me.
Now, what did I do? Hey, Sally, come here. I want to talk to you.
You've nothing to say that I would be interested in.
What are you getting so frosty about? I didn't say anything about you.
So, you like girls with dark hair and dark eyes. Well, that's all right with me.
Sure, why shouldn't it be?
Oh, you make me sick.
Now, here, Sally. I didn't mean to hurt you. Guy, what did I say?
Oh, nothing. Please let it go.
Well, I've spoken out of turn, and I don't know how.
I'm sure you can like any kind of girl you want to, Mr. Cecil.
Sally, will you stop acting insulted? What have I done?
And will you stop screaming at me?
You haven't got any right to get in an uproar over nothing. We were just playing. You asked me to describe my ideal girl. How did I know I was supposed to say she should have blonde hair?
If you think that I care what you said,
Well, what are you acting that way for? Oh, gosh, that's just like a girl.
You don't need to apologize.
If I knew what I was to apologize for, I might. But I haven't the faintest idea.
You as good as just said that I wasn't your ideal.
Well, you're not, Sally. I used to dream about dark-haired princesses.
Oh, so I'm not, huh? All right, I'm sorry.
Oh, stop, will you? A person never meets their ideal anyhow. If they did, they probably wouldn't like them.
It doesn't make the slightest bit of difference.
Sally, why should you get peeved? You wouldn't catch me getting peeved if you preferred, even an Eskimo. Oh, gosh.
My ideal isn't an Eskimo.
Well, I don't care what he is. He's probably like some hero you read about once.
He is not. I know. I used to close my eyes and dream about him.
What is he like?
Well, he was big and strong, you know. Strong, but tender.
Yeah, I know. A big, silent, outdoor man.
Yes, and very thoughtful and affectionate. He has to be that.
Yeah, I know the type. Knock you across the room and then sympathize with you.
He won't be a brute. And he'll have a wonderful, deep voice. You know, that sort of soothes you.
I don't think a bass voice is very soothing.
And he'll have, nice, straight, real blonde hair and brown eyes. Oh, how I love blonde hair and brown eyes.
Oh, so you like brown hair, brown eyes and blonde hair, huh?
Sure, don't you?
Oh, I don't know. Of course, if you want your ideal like that, why, it's nothing to me.
And a long, straight nose. Very sensitive.
Yeah, like a rabbit. Sort of nervous.
Oh, of course not. Goodness, Cecil. I didn't notice that you had a stub nose before.
Oh, yes. Anything else you don't like about me?
Oh, Cecil, I like everything about you.
I haven't got yellow hair and brown eyes.
Oh, that's just my ideal. Why, Cecil, what's the matter?
Well, nothing. What makes you think something's the matter? Go ahead. Rave some more.
Why, Cecil, you're getting peeved.
I don't care if you don't like the way I look.
Cecil, I didn't say I didn't like the way you looked.
Well, let's let it drop. I don't care anyhow. I don't want to hear about it.
Oh, goodness. These old ideals anyway. I'm never going to have any anymore, and that's that. I thought you said it wouldn't make any difference what kind of an ideal I like, didn't you?